Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. Today is Tuesday, November 23rd, and this is Chicago Council 8 volunteer Seiko Takagi reporting. AFA met with Transportation Security Administration Administrator John Pissel on Friday to discuss the concerns of our members regarding the new security screening procedures and to reiterate our call for the TSA to implement crew pass for both flight attendants and pilots. Crew pass is an alternative screening program that essentially entails an identification credential for aviation workers that would be provided, that would provide flight attendants with an expedited and non-invasive method of screening. AFA has long urged the TSA and airlines such as United to devote resources to the appropriate development and full implementation of this type of system to allow the TSA to focus on more effective screening of the hundreds of airport vendors and thousands of aircraft passengers who daily pass through the screening checkpoints. The situation is evolving. However, we are happy to report that based on AFA's meeting with the TSA administrator on Friday, screening procedures for both flight attendants and pilots have changed but are identical, thus there's no disparity. Due to the fact that this is security-sensitive information, details surrounding the new procedures are included in the latest hot board entitled, quote, Updated TSA Checkpoint Pat-Down Procedures, end quote, dated November 22, 2010. It may take some time for this new information to be communicated to all TSA personnel. If you, as a working uniform crew member, encounter screening procedures that differ from the procedure applied to pilots, simply comply with the request and promptly file a Flight Attendant Safety Reporting System, FASRS report, using the Security Report tab. A link to this reporting system can be found from our website. These reports will be instrumental in assisting your AFA Air Safety, Health, and Security Committee in successfully addressing and resolving these issues with the TSA headquarters in Washington, D.C. The highly anticipated online pass travel survey is now open until Wednesday, December 8th at 11:59 p.m. Central Time. The survey takes approximately 20 minutes to complete. Read each question carefully before you answer. The survey requires thoughtful deliberation, and we recommend that you complete the survey after a night's sleep. Once you complete your responses at the end of the survey, you will not be able to change them or take the survey again. UA has confirmed that volunteer furlough flight attendants that have passed travel will have access to the survey. If any individual has difficulties accessing the survey, please have them email mysurvey@coair.com. and we will review their case. This week marks the beginning of the busy holiday season. This time often means full flights, challenging weather, and irregular situations. It is also a good time to review the single most important job we have, to ensure our responsibilities are met concerning the safety and security of the passengers and other crew members in our care. While on-time departures are helpful for United's business initiatives, they're not an excuse for violation of the Federal Aviation Regulation, FARs. We do not allow violations such as passenger boarding without FAA minimums on board the aircraft, or customer service closing aircraft doors before FAA requirements are met. Every day it's important that we practice safety and security procedures as if it's the day of a recurrent exam. It's critical that we enforce FARs that require specific actions on our part, such as FAR 121.391, which states that during taxi, flight attendants shall remain seated, quote, with seatbelts and shoulder harnesses fastened during taxi unless performing safety-related duties, end quote. This FAR is addressed on FAON pages 2.290.2 and 2.120.2. Be aware that taking meal orders, setting up the galley for in-flight service, or standing in the galley and chatting with other crew members about non-safety-related duties are all activities that violate this regulation. To avoid a non-compliant situation, once the safety demo is finished, complete the required cabin check, take your assigned jump seat, and fasten your seatbelt. When turbulence is encountered, each of us is charged with making a visual inspection to ensure every passenger's seatbelt is fastened, every time the seatbelt sign is illuminated, except during turbulence that requires flight attendants to be seated. The responsibility for checking hundreds of seatbelts should be shared among the entire crew to expedite and lighten the amount of work involved. If a passenger is out of their seat when the seatbelt sign is on, we do have a responsibility to challenge them, reminding them that the seatbelt sign is illuminated. Don't use the phrase, quote, "you're up at your own risk," end quote, as implies permission in a shift in liability that is not accurate. There is recognition by regulatory agencies that some human conditions merit a more forgiving treatment. We can and should continue to handle the elderly, children, and personal health emergencies with a little more leniency as the situation requires. At the end of both terminating and through flights, if the ARs require that flight attendants remain on board until flight passenger deplaning is complete, including passengers requiring a wheelchair or other special handling needs. The only exception to this is if there are more than the FAA minimum crew, and those above minimum must leave to work an outbound flight. This regulation is detailed on FAOM pages 2.210.18 and 2.210.19. In the event that we are not in compliance with any FAR, every crew member involved should file an OSAP report detailing the circumstances that led to the violation. The link to file an online OSAP report can be found in the safety section of our website or on our useful websites page. Most flight attendant domiciles have designated scheduled holidays within the recent or coming weeks. Holiday pay is one of the many provisions in our AFA CWA contract that provides scheduling protections and additional pay for those of us who work on a designated holiday. Regardless of whether you choose to work the holiday or if you're sitting on reserve, the added pay from working the holiday is a hard-won benefit we all appreciate. Holiday pay is a separate and distinct pay factor. It is not used as an offset to the monthly guarantee. A flight attendant on ready reserve status who is not given an assignment on the holiday will receive holiday pay for the value of the reserve day. Section 5.L.2.B of the contract provides for holiday pay for reserves who sit ready reserve, are converted ready reserves, or on standby and do not fly. The posting of this holiday pay is a manual process. If you were a ready reserve, a call-in reserve that was converted ready reserve, or given an on-standby assignment and did not fly on Thanksgiving, notify the Flight Attendant Service Center Payroll Department if you do not see a posting of HOL in your DFAP no later than Monday, December 6th, when payroll for the November pay period closes. A line holder or reserve who reports for duty on a holiday and whose trip subsequently canceled and no reassignment is made involving that day will receive holiday pay based on the number of hours from report to release with a minimum of 2 hours. This equates to double time pay for the time on duty. Since there is no flight time to generate an automatic pay file, a flight attendant must submit a paper FAC to the company for this holiday pay and any additional pay factors pertinent to the activity of the duty period. We encourage all flight attendants on ready reserve who served reserve on holiday to check your DFAP to ensure the holiday pay certification is reflected. Holiday pay is calculated using a formula that takes into account the number of credited hours flown during the holiday ID and how much time away from home the ID has. Premium pay is not used when computing a holiday pay. Flight attendant's hours away from home begins at the ID check-in time and ends at the conclusion of the scheduled debriefing time upon the return to the home domicile. For additional information about holiday pay and examples check out the Holiday Pay AFA posted in the contract section of our website. As a reminder, the annual open enrollment process for your 2011 benefits will remain available through tomorrow, November 24th. The UAL benefits site is easily accessed through the Useful Websites link on our AFA website, or you may call the United Benefits Service Center at 888-825-0188 to make your selections. Pilots from United and Continental picketed yesterday at Newark Airport, protesting a proposal by management to allow the outsourcing of aircraft and pilots on 70-seat regional jets. This proposal is part of the ongoing effort by management trying to obtain a joint agreement between the pilots of United and Continental. The three parties have been in discussion since the merger announcement last May. Plans to continue protests are scheduled for the pilots in Houston on Tuesday and again in Chicago on December 1st. Last week, during our federally mediated negotiation session with United Management, we took the bold step of presenting our compensation proposal. This is a step in the negotiations process that usually occurs closer to the end of the process as one of the last items to be decided upon. However, management has dragged this process on long enough. It's time for them to get serious about our pay and understand that an increase will not occur through the complete destruction of our work rules and benefits. A comprehensive explanation of our compensation proposal, as well as a letter from our Master Executive Council President, Greg Davidovich, detailing why we have taken this unconventional step, are available on our website. Our next mediated negotiation session will be held in Chicago the week of December 14th. Topics to be discussed are Section 1, Recognition, Section 3, Union Activity, Section 4, General, Section 13, Military Aircraft Command, Section 26, Grievance Procedures, Section 30, Union Security, Section 31, Safety, Health, and Security in the Partnership Program, and Job Sharing Letters of Agreement. We also expect revised proposals on the above sections from management. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling, and remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.